Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. It is 409, 76 degrees on this Tuesday, September 2nd. And like all Tuesdays, we bring in our friend Tommy Marquez, a former Navy veteran. He was a senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he talks to us about our veterans and the benefits that are out there and the things they earned as serving our nation. Tommy, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
So you had a interesting Labor Day weekend, huh?
Yeah. Well, despite many flights getting canceled and rerouted, I ended up in Orange County, California, which was about 4 hours from where I needed to be. But I eventually made it to our Warrior Dove Hunt. We had a great dinner the night before where I was the MC for about 17 warriors from the Wounded Warrior Project from the Riverside County area and about 13 warriors from the San Diego Wounded Warrior Project area sector. And then about 10 wounded warriors from the Imperial County, which hosted the event in the city of Brawley, California. And it was hot. It was real hot. It was 109.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was really wonderful to do it, Rob. And it got me thinking, like I was telling our group at the Pipefitter Foundation, how important recreation is for anyone, but especially for combat veterans, law enforcement officers, people who have really high stressful jobs. I think we all know, and we can all relate, as we go out into our lives, you know, we're busy. We're trying to keep up with our work. We're trying to keep up with our families. We're trying to keep up with our bills. And sometimes we think that, you know, just laying in front of the couch or, you know, monitoring things on your phone all the time are helping us out. They're letting us relax or giving us simplicity in our lives. But I feel like they really don't. I feel like the more I'm on social media, you know, I get some knowledge from there and some good information about things that are going on. But then there is a point where it just gets too far, right? I feel that one of the best things you can do to relax, one of the best things you can do to feel better about yourself, to improve your self-esteem, to feel healthier and just get some mental clarity and, more importantly, recharge and reconnect, isn't being on social media. It's getting out and doing things. So I'm an avid golfer. I am an avid fisherman. And you don't get to always do it, but hunting is such a unique experience. And being around the veterans this last weekend for 2 days, doing a dinner, putting that all together, talking to them, sharing our experiences, bringing in some motivational speakers to talk to them, and then going out in the morning and hunting and then having a barbecue and a swim afterwards. I just feel recharged, regenerated, and it's great to reconnect with the community of people that I love. And I highly recommend it, Rob. I just think that our social media presence is important, But, you know, it's one thing to see people out in the wilderness and to see the beach, but there's nothing quite like being there, right? So I highly recommend everyone, wherever you are, just to find a group. Do you go out and recreate at all, Rob? I know you're out there in Pennsylvania. Right now, it's getting to start to be that good weather season out there for you.
I do. I'm an avid hunter and fisherman. You know, I do a little hiking here. We have our kayaks. We try and get out and do that as much as we can. Time, you know, I need to make a priority of more time. That's my thing. It hasn't been a priority lately. I keep saying it needs to be. I was talking to people this weekend. We were talking about hunting season coming up, and I truly need to prioritize it more in my life.
Yeah, I go through this spell all the time, Rob, where I really feel as though, well, I'm tired. I'm just going to relax this weekend. And I don't even. I find that that's just actually worse for me. I need a socialization, as we learned during COVID. It's such a crucial part to our overall health. And it's just who we are. We're social creatures. We're not meant to be isolated. Actually, one of the toughest forms of torture and most efficient forms of torture or interrogation, I should say, in the military, is isolation. We learned that at SEER school, at survival school. They found that if you put somebody alone just for an hour in a dark room, they come out more willing to talk than even after being waterboarded. So I think socialization is important. And for veterans, you know, when you're in the military or when you're in law enforcement, you're constantly communicating with people. You're constantly interacting with people. And then you sort of lose that connection when you get out. And going out and socializing and gatherings that are healthy, like a fishing trip or a dove hunt or a duck hunt, whatever it may be, I find it to be really enjoyable. In San Diego, where I'm stuck, my flight's already delayed again. There's worse places to be stuck, I know. But they have a lot of stand-up paddleboard paddle outs for veterans. And so it got me thinking, there's a lot of good resources. I want to tell everyone about some recreational resources that are out there for veterans that they pay for these things. The Wounded Warrior Project for post-9/11 veterans is one of the best ones. You can find them on woundedwarriorproject.org. They've got trips all the time. And what's really great about them is they have a huge base. So they're in every sector of our nation. They're even overseas in highly populated veteran and military communities like in Germany. They have a presence all the way out there. And they take people, they get them hotels, they get them trained, they get them everything they need to do it. So I highly recommend them. Rivers of Recovery, if you haven't heard about them, they are phenomenal. They're a great nonprofit that takes veterans out fishing into the Montanas and Wyoming, the Dakotas. There's only one Montana. And Montana. And you go fishing in the rivers there, and they teach you how to fly fish. And that experience is like no other. And if you don't ever get to go out fly fishing, I feel so bad for you. Try it once. Even if you don't eat the fish, they could donate it to people who do. It is a remarkable experience. It is just life-changing, and you'll never feel more connected with the environment than when you go out fishing in a river in the Dakotas or Montana.
I know since you say you're out there in San Diego, I know of a group that I've dealt with via social media is One More Wave. They're out there in San Diego and they're in Virginia Beach as well, where they encourage surfing for disabled veterans, and they make specialized surfboards. You know, they get these guys and girls out there, even on their wheelchairs out there, missing limbs, to experience that surfing community.
Yeah, and you know, one of our themes this trip was perseverance. It is so easy to say, hey, you know what, I'm missing an arm, I'm missing a leg, whatever it is, and so therefore I can't surf. I can't golf. Let me tell you, there is golf academies through PGA Hope, PXG, that brand of golf, and many others, Operation Game On, where they are working to build custom clubs and custom lessons and custom surfboards. I've seen custom fishing rods now for individuals with disabilities. So you just need to be active. You need to go online, research whatever disability you have, and find out a nonprofit for you. There is no longer excuses as there was 20, 30 years ago, 40, 50 years ago, that if you have a disability, that, you know, you're not going to be able to do something. Those days are over. With the advancement of technology, with 3D printing, I have yet to find something that they're not capable of making. And it is remarkable just the technology advancements that are very simple and cheap and affordable for individuals. And so I highly encourage you, if you were turned down before, or if you think, well, I'm, you know, I have this disability or that disability, but this is something I want to do, try it. Get online, research it. I can almost guarantee you that there is a nonprofit out there who can help you do that. There's a nonprofit. There was a young lady from Sacramento, Wounded Warrior Project. She looked online. They paid for her to come to San Diego and drive down to the Imperial County, and they took care of all her expenses so she could go out there dove hunting with us. And she said it was a remarkable experience, and she told me that, hey, there's never an excuse anymore because there is so much help out there. You just got to be willing to go find it. So that's my message to everyone. I hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend. Summer is officially over, they say, but I get a couple extra days here in San Diego, so I'm going to enjoy it myself today. I'm taking my kids out on a paddleboard after the show.
Oh, there you go. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us with all that fun stuff going on. And since you're in San Diego, you got to get some good Mexican food, I'm sure.
I've already overeaten quite a bit, Rob. It's funny. Before 9 o'clock on the dove hunt, the good people of Brawley, California, I had already eaten three times. And I try not to be rude, but also I'm obsessed with Mexican food, and there's no good Mexican food in Texas. I'm sorry, Texas. You're a great state, but your Mexican food is horrible. The food here is so much better. I've literally, there's probably a pair of shorts that I don't fit in anymore. I got to get back to being disciplined.
What's funny, though, is I have friends in the San Diego Police Department, and the best Mexican place there is right across the street from one of the precincts, and I forget what street it's on. It's right across from one of the precincts, and it's run by the cartels, but they have the best Mexican food there.
Yeah, Cuatro Milpas. They're actually going to relocate because the neighborhood's so bad right across from that police station, if it's the one I'm thinking of. But there's so many great places here, Rob. I've been excited that Roberto's Taco Shop, I actually know their family, and they just opened up 15 minutes from me in Texas, and I just thought to myself, that's great. And then the second thought I had was, that's also really bad.
Well, enjoy your time out there, my friend. Listen, if my listeners want to follow you, how can they do that with all your escapades that you got going on? I saw some great pictures from the dove hunt.
Yeah, and it was a bountiful dove hunt. So you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook at Tommy Talks. I put all sorts of videos, and I give all sorts of resources, just like the ones I mentioned. I'll actually be posting some of them. If you've been denied, you guys, and you're looking for resources, get online. You can check out my page. Any of the things I talked about, I'll provide those resources there on social media. But don't spend too much time on social media. Get out. Enjoy the weather.
All right, Tom. Thanks for joining us this weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Rob. Hope to see you soon, my friend.
Thank you. And I also want to say thanks to our sponsor for the Rob O'Donnell Show today. Breathe new life into your lawn. Call Whitman Lawn Care today. You could visit them at whitmanlawn.com. It's 421 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, has put out... As POTUS just announced moments ago, today the U.S. military conducted a lethal strike in the southern Caribbean against a drug vessel which had departed from Venezuela and was being operated by designated narco-terrorist organization. So that's what we have so far. So they are calling this a deadly lethal strike in the southern Caribbean from a vessel that had departed Venezuela. So far, the Venezuela government has not had any comments. I was going through this story from this weekend, and I said there were a lot of crazy stories as far as bad things that happened this weekend. And I'm surprised our local news didn't have this. This is coming from the New York Post, but it's from Pennsylvania. A six-year-old boy in critical condition and two adults injured after a woman plows minivan through an annual Labor Day festival in Pennsylvania. The six-year-old boy is in critical condition. Two adults were wounded after a 37-year-old woman plowed her minivan past barricades through a Labor Day festival in Pennsylvania Monday night. The red minivan tore through part of the Kapona Festival in Harrisburg. Just as vendors were taking down their stalls and eager families were making their final purchases before the three-day celebration's conclusion, the driver swerved around the barricade and barreled down the street around 6 p.m., striking two adults and a young boy, Harrisburg police and Mayor Wanda Williams said. The child is in critical condition. The two adults, a wheelchair-bound woman and a man working for the city's traffic engineering department, were also injured but are in stable condition. The male victim was reportedly trying to stop the crazed woman when he was struck, according to the mayor. The erratic motorist then sped down five whole blocks while crashing into everything in her way. The driver, a blonde woman wearing a T-shirt that read Mom's Son Team, was arrested at the scene, officials said. Her battered minivan adored the bumper sticker that read, "Hella kids up in here," was left at the scene with its airbags imploded and hood dented. Other bits of debris, including parts of vendor stands, were scattered around the area following the chaos. Many witnesses were astounded at how silent the scene was while the car was approaching unbeknownst to them. The car came flying down here fast, not yelling or anything, just flying down through here, said one of the festival attendees. Reporter for the local station, who was incidentally at the scene, said that many fairgoers started to shriek and run for their lives as the car slammed into victims and during the chaotic scene. It was unclear what led the woman to drive around the barriers onto festival grounds. Police are continuing their investigation. There is video on social media of law enforcement leading this woman away. And again, she's a 37-year-old woman. The Kapona Festival has been held in Harrisburg every year since 1916. What started as a simple water carnival has since advanced to a full-blown palooza complete with merchants, performances, rides, and even competitive puppet parade flushed with prizes for the children. In late August, a driver rolled through a crowd in a festival in Pittsburgh and injured six people, all who managed to recover. Authorities determined that that incident was purely accidental, as the driver apparently did not park the car before exiting.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
In January, a car drove through a crowd of football fans after Philadelphia Eagles squashed the Washington Commanders ahead of Super Bowl. Three people sustained non-life-threatening injuries then. So, again, you really, the people who were at this festival said they didn't hear anything. There were no screams, yelling, nothing. The car just plowed through five blocks. And you got to imagine how fast things like this happen. So that situational awareness, you really have to know your surroundings all the time. And even then, sometimes it's just luck that you're not made a victim by some crazy individual like this. We'll see if we find anything more about this individual and why this happened, but right here in Harrisburg. So it's 4:30 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who make the ultimate sacrifice. On this day, I believe we have five that made the ultimate sacrifice throughout the Commonwealth. We're going to start off with Patrolman Olin J. Waite, Reading Police Department in 1972. He succumbed to a gunshot wound sustained 2 months earlier while providing security at a local event. Patrolman Waite and two other officers were guarding the grounds of the Reading Air Show when an off-duty officer opened fire on him without warning for unknown reasons. The suspect then opened fire on another officer before fatally shooting himself in the chest. Off-duty officers that were attending the show with his wife and child when he opened fire. Patrolman Waite was a U.S. Army veteran and served with the Reading Police Department for 2 years. Police Officer Robert Daniel White, Philadelphia Police Department in Pennsylvania, on this day in 1966, was killed when a motorcycle he was riding collided with a lumber truck at 30th Street at about 8:15 a.m. He was on his way to the John F. Kennedy Stadium to practice with the police motorcycle team for the Hero Scholarship Fund Thrill Show. Private Francis Zangringer, Pennsylvania State Police in 1906. Private Francis Zangringer and Private John Henry were shot and killed while attempting to apprehend fugitives barricaded in a house in Jefferson County. Private Henry was called to the home after reinforcements were requested. Upon arrival, he immediately advanced on the house but was shot when he got within 20 feet of the home. More reinforcements were called in approximately 2 hours later, and another attempt was made to gain entry to the home. In this attempt, Private Zangringer was shot and killed, and two other officers were seriously wounded. During the night, under the cover of darkness and rain, officers approached the house, planted dynamite around it. At dawn, they detonated the dynamite, destroying the house and killing all the fugitives inside. Again, this was 1906. And then we have Patrolman Andrew Harper, Pittsburgh Bureau of Police, 1900. Died as a result of complications due to injuries he received while pursuing a wanted man in Lawrenceville. While pursuing the subject, Patrolman Harper accidentally fell while leaping onto a streetcar, fractured his hip. Since the injury, he was unable to work and perform any sort of police duty. He died as a result of complications and infection from the injury. And those are our five from here throughout Pennsylvania on this day, September 2nd, throughout history. It is 4:40 here at WILK. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, mostly clear and mild, low 55. Wednesday, mix of sun and clouds with a stray shower, high 78. Wednesday night, mostly clear and mild, low 60. Thursday, partly sunny with some afternoon showers and storms, high 79. Friday, partly sunny with a few showers early, clearing in the afternoon, high of 76. It is currently 77 degrees here at 441 at your official weather station, WILK. The Rob O'Donnell Show. It's time for Today in History. Because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been on this day? September 2nd throughout history. Lots of history today. Let's see. Both in the U.S. and globally. 1945, Japan's official surrender ends World War II. On this day, Japan formally surrendered to Allied forces aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. Marking the definitive end to World War II, the ceremony was widely honored in the U.S. as VJ Day. And pretty much where you got your Jeep Wave. All you Jeep Wrangler fans out there, you know that little V you give them? That's because after World War II, a lot of the veterans, because we had so many surplus Jeeps, purchased them. And in order to recognize each other as veterans, they gave each other the V sign for victory. So that's where your Jeep Wave comes from, if you did not know. 1789, founding of the U.S. Treasury Department, Congress officially created the U.S. Treasury Department to manage the nation's finances. Alexander Hamilton served as its first secretary. 1864, Sherman's Union forces occupy Atlanta during the Civil War. General William T. Sherman troops occupied Atlanta. On this day, a pivotal event in the Union's strategic campaign. 1935, devastating Labor Day hurricane strikes Florida Keys. A catastrophic Category 5 hurricane struck the Keys, killing over 400 people and inflicting massive destruction. That was 1935. 1885, Rock Springs Massacre. In Wyoming, tensions erupted into violence when white miners attacked and killed Chinese miners. 28 were killed, 15 wounded, and hundreds driven out. 1969, the first U.S. ATM opens. 1969, the debut of the ATM at Chemical Bank in New York revolutionized banking by introducing cash machines accessible outside regular business hours. It was 1969. 1944, future President George H.W. Bush near tragedy. As a naval aviator, Bush was forced to bail out over the Pacific after his plane came under attack. 2013, Diana Nyad's historic swim at age 64 became the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage, completing the journey after roughly 53 hours. That's just crazy to today's standards. Can you imagine 2013? What else do we got? Some globally in 1666, going way back in history. 1666, the Great Fire of London begins. Devastating blaze destroying over 13,000 homes and landmarks, including St. Paul's Cathedral. Though not American, this event appears frequently on this day retrospective, so here we are. 1960, Wilma Rudolph shines at the Olympics. U.S. sprinter Wilma Rudolph achieved a remarkable victory in the 100-meter dash at the Summer Olympics, exceeding the world record, although her time wasn't ratified due to wind conditions. It happens in track and field, and it stinks. Believe me, as the parent of two track athletes. Some prominent birthdays today. Christa McAuliffe, 1948 to 1986, the first non-scientist selected by NASA to go into space. She tragically perished in the Challenger disaster. Keanu Reeves, born 1964, iconic actor for his roles in Speed, The Matrix, and more. Salma Hayek, born 1966, still looking phenomenal. Award-winning Mexican-American actress, producer, and director. Lennox Lewis and Eric Dickerson, also among notable figures born on this day. And that's it for today in history. Jake, we had a lot of football today. There were a lot of upsets, a lot of downsets, and a whole lot of nothing with North Carolina yesterday.
Wow, was that unbelievable or what? I mean, all the buzz, all the hype, all the hoopla there was, Bill Belichick going to UNC, his debut against TCU. And also, when you think of it, Rob, all the big-time UNC legends that were at this game last night, starting with none other than the GOAT himself, Michael Jordan. He was there. Lawrence Taylor was there. So many UNC legends. And UNC, their opening drive, they go down, they score, they're up 7-0, and then next thing you know, it's TCU 48-14. And also how Belichick, He benched his quarterback, Gio Lopez. He put in Max Johnson, son of Super Bowl champion Brad Johnson, won the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Max leads them down the field and gets a touchdown, but obviously it was too late by then. It was 41-7 when they got their other touchdown. And like I talked about on Sue's show yesterday, I think that the highlight of the weekend, without a doubt, was Lee Corso. Lee Corso, his final broadcast on College Game Day. I know we talked a little bit about it on Friday. I mean, really sort of the face when it comes to college football, all the crazy headgear picks that he made over the years, and pretty full circle. His first headgear pick was 1996, Ohio State over Penn State, and Ohio State ended up winning that game, I believe. And then his final pick, he picked Ohio State over Texas. How he said,
one of the only ones who did, if not the only one, wasn't it?
I forget exactly who all did, you know, Texas and Ohio State. I mean, obviously you had Pat McAfee, you had Nick Saban. The one that stood out was Florida State and Alabama. Everyone on that desk picked Alabama, but Lee Corso picked the school that he went to, Florida State, and everyone was like, yeah, you know, he's just being a homer. It's his last broadcast, so on and so forth. And all the teams that he coached at, when you think of it, so, I mean, he played for Florida State. At one point, he was one of Navy's coaches. They won. Like, every school that had a direct link to Lee Corso won his last day on TV. And I loved how Fox Sports, obviously they had the big game between Texas and Ohio State. I loved how they went and aired that final headgear pick, because that was like the ultimate sign of respect. Again, someone 90 years old.
It was across all networks, yeah, all stations. Everyone awesome. Did something for Lee Corso. It was phenomenal.
And at that moment, you're not competitors at that moment. You're all partners. You're all honoring someone at the same time. I thought that was absolutely spectacular. And then, of course, you had the Sunday night game with Miami pulling out the win against Notre Dame, 27-24. So, great first weekend of college football. Excited to see what's up next. And yeah, like I talked about, two nights from now is when the 2025 NFL season begins.
Well, you want to hear some insider stuff that you'll only hear here? I'm breaking this.
I'm all
right
for
now.
It.
And listen, this is going to be earth-shattering for sports fans.
Let's go.
So Pat McAfee mm-hmm. is doing a movie on Netflix about players that become Marines and drill instructors.
Oh,
did
really?
You hear that? It's called The Mosquito Bowl.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be on Netflix, and Pat McAfee is doing this movie about that. But here's the thing. Zach Abey, who used to be the quarterback of Navy and set a bunch of records, set the rushing records for Navy. Zach Abey, who graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy, played Navy football in 2019. He's the officer in charge of drill instructors at Parris Island, and
really?
He was obviously the starting quarterback for Navy football. Just a few days ago, Zach posted a picture with Pat McAfee.
That is awesome.
And Pat McAfee is doing this movie about football players that become Marines and a drill instructor. And I believe it's a fictional movie, but could it be based on Navy's former quarterback, Zach Abey? Well, the fact that he posted a picture with him a couple of days ago leads me to believe that that's the direction this is going in.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
It's going to be spectacular.
So that's some inside, just from my connections, because I happen to know Zach Abey. He graduated with my son. They are friends. I do follow him on social media, and I noticed, hey, when I saw the picture a couple of days ago, hey, it was cool. He took a picture with Pat McAfee. And then during this weekend's shows, he mentioned this show that he was doing for Netflix on a movie about football players that become Marines and drill instructors, and it's the light bulbs went off. So I put it together myself. We'll see if it comes to fruition, but I'm thinking it looks good. All the pieces are fitting.
Fantastic.
So we'll check that out there. And again, we can't go without saying my Navy beat VMI, 52-7 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Come on. And what was funny, though, is there's a video from Indoctrination Day is when the new class comes in. It's the freshman class, the plebes, they call them. They show up, and there's a video of one of the upperclassmen screaming at this new recruit for VMI, the school military, Virginia Military Institute, telling him, why is he smiling? This is the toughest military academy on the planet, and you shouldn't be smiling. They were playing that on the Jumbotron when Navy was beating VMI 52-7, and it was pretty comical. But I'm hoping, I'm looking at the weather. If the weather's good, I'm going to be down in Annapolis this weekend. Hopefully the weather cooperates because I'm not going to go stand in the rain. But other than that, great day of football. That Notre Dame-Miami game was phenomenal. I watched it till that last field goal. They came back from where it looked like it was going to be a beating and within a field goal. But again, another upset there. So that's a synopsis of the ton of games this weekend. It was great.
Many more to come.
Yeah. I just realized this weekend that Navy's playing on Thanksgiving. So that's going to be a great
day. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're playing Thanksgiving Day.
That's awesome.
So I'm looking forward to that. It's 4:55 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Well, Representative Jerry Nadler, who's 78 and doesn't look like he's doing the best, but he is getting around, will not seek re-election as a longtime New York Democrat, stresses a need for generational change after Biden's decline. Now, this is nothing to get crazy over. He lives in a guaranteed Democrat replacement area of New York, the Lower East Side. So it's not like this is going to jeopardize any numbers as far as Democrats go in the House. But he is not seeking re-election next year in the House of Representatives. Nadler, 78, cited a need for generational change as the reason, calling it quits. It appeared to suggest the watching former President Joe Biden decline was a factor. And this is a quote now. Watching the Biden thing really said something about the necessity for generational change in the party, the congressman told the New York Times, and I think I want to respect that. A younger replacement can maybe do better, can maybe help us more, he added. There is an expected to be massive interest in Nadler's seat. This is a big deal. Nadler is a legend. He is an institution in both Manhattan and Washington, said a Democratic insider. You are now going to see a fight within New York and the Democrats to where you're going to have extreme socialist candidates like who's running for mayor and who holds other positions and AOC up in the Bronx and parts of Queens. You're going to see a push for something like that. And one of the things that you may or may not know is you don't have to live in the district that you're running in as Congress. So we'll see who steps up to takes that opening there. But again, no real threat to a Republican that would want to run there. Basically, zero chance for a Republican to win that congressional seat. But if New York keeps going the way it's going with these socialists and these squad members, maybe one day down the road it'll set up the platform for another Giuliani-type candidate to get in, because people would just be sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's coming up on 5 o'clock here on WILK. We'll be back with the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.